My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Joining us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter, Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Frank Schwab, who covers the NFL, covers sports betting for Yahoo Sports. Follow Frank on X on Twitter, at Yahoo Schwab. We're finally here, Frank. I mean, tomorrow night we get real games. Give me the team right now that ends up surprising the entire league more than any other. Who's this year's Houston?
I think it's Washington. And I know it's kind of sounds lazy to just copy and paste from Houston and say, well, they got the second pick of the draft, a quarterback. But Jaden Daniels is a big reason I'm high on Washington this year. I'm not sure that exactly they're going to reach Houston levels to win their division, obviously. That's a tough division. But I just love the changes they made. And, you know, you look, I think the stat is right. I've written about it before, but there's been, in the last 5 years, there's been four teams that go from worst to first. Three of them drafted a quarterback, either first or second overall in the draft, Houston being one of them. I think Jacksonville did it with Trevor. It was Burrow, I believe. Whatever. You get what I mean. Like, when you draft a quarterback that high, he can make a big impact on your team. And I think another big thing for them was last year they were minus 13 or minus 14 in turnover margin, which led the NFL.
Right.
Well, how do you fix that? You go and hire a head coach whose defenses have led the NFL in takeaways the last 3 years. You go and draft a quarterback who did not turn the ball over at LSU. So that's going to turn around. There's a lot of regression coming there. They turned over a lot of their roster. A lot of the things that I like to look for in a breakout team are there with Washington. Now, I'm very concerned about their offensive line. That's the one thing that could screw this whole thing up, is their offensive line just isn't very good. But otherwise, I think Washington's going to be a very competitive team this year, and a big reason for that is Jaden Daniels, who I think is going to win Rookie of the Year.
So do you think they win the division? Do they
no,
replicate
I don't.
What Houston did?
It's just so hard to beat. If they were in a weaker division, if they were in the NFC South, I'd say maybe. But it's too hard to get past the Cowboys and Eagles. But I can envision the Commanders being one of those teams that are in playoff contention, wild card contention, late in the year, which would be a huge season for them. I mean, that fan base is starved for any level of success. So I think that Jaden Daniels can have them. I think they can have a winning record this year. Let's put it that way, and then we'll see how the wild card shakes out.
Somebody sent me something this morning, and I thought it was interesting. It wasn't something that you wrote. It was, I think it was probably some comment on a board. But I thought about it, and I'm wondering if anybody else thinks this is possible. Could Saquon Barkley provide Philadelphia what Christian McCaffrey provided San Francisco this year?
I don't think so. McCaffrey's, look, we have to be honest about Saquon Barkley. Christian McCaffrey's a much, much, much better player. You're talking about a guy who, when you start doing the lists and start doing the comparisons and start doing the career accomplishments, Christian McCaffrey's probably a top 10 to 12 all-time running back. Like, really, he is. Like, if you compare to Marshall Faulk, go ahead and come back to me and see what
great,
you think.
That's
you know?
The comp, right? Yes. Remember, he had the injury issues in Carolina, too, and then all of a sudden has been right. Healthy in San Francisco.
It's weird. Yeah, he's had a weird deal with injuries where it's either all or nothing with him. Either he's playing 98% of the snaps or he's missing most of the season. He's been an Iron Man. He is like, I mean, when he's healthy. If he's healthy, he's playing every single snap. He's an amazing player, and I just don't think Saquon Barkley has been at that level since his rookie season. He's been good. He's a good player, but we're holding on to the Penn State Saquon Barkley. We're holding on to the rookie year Saquon Barkley, when actually that was a long time ago. Is it possible that the Giants were just completely holding him back? Absolutely. The Giants have been a mess for a few years now. So it is possible that he has a career resurgence with a great offensive line, a good quarterback, hopefully a good coordinator in Kellen Moore calling plays. I'm not ruling out Saquon Barkley having a really big year, but I just think we've overrated Saquon Barkley as a player. He's good. He's very good. But he is not, he's not great like we want him to be, like we thought he was going to be coming out of college.
Yeah, I wonder. I think you're right. And you made a pretty, Christian McCaffrey, top, what did you say, 12, 13, 14 running back of all time?
I wrote about it during Super Bowl week last year, where you really started looking at the case. Look, he's not Jim Brown, but when you start getting into let's compare him to LaDainian Tomlinson, let's start comparing him to Marshall Faulk, he actually compares really, really well to those guys.
Because of the catches and all the catches, especially when he was in Carolina.
Oh, he's just an unbelievable. He does it all. I rewatched the Super Bowl last night just to remind myself, actually, Kansas City really struggled in that game. I forgot about that. But one of the points I took away from that game is, wow, Christian McCaffrey is just a joy to watch. He is such a good football player.
He really is.
And there's no sign of him slowing down. And that's part of the whole, where does Christian McCaffrey rank all time? And I think he's really, really low on those lists right now because people haven't gotten their heads around McCaffrey being an all-time great. Part of the reason is, there's no reason he can't put up another 20-touchdown season this year with the 49ers. It's all there for him. He's still the best running back in the league by a mile, and I think he's got a couple really, really good years left in him.
You know, when he came out in the draft, I was doing the show with Chris Cooley, who's a good friend, and we talk all the time, and he comes on during the season a lot. He said that in that draft, Christian McCaffrey would have been the best receiver in the draft.
Wow.
It's proven to be, he's special. And I think you're right. I don't think people have wrapped their arms around the fact that Christian McCaffrey is having a cinch Hall of Fame career with a couple of more years. And he's only 28 years old. The Barkley thing's interesting just because I think he is gifted. I think he is elite talent. And he's played on a team that's had nothing offensively.
Yeah.
A terrible offensive line. No ability to throw the football down the field because they've had no playmakers. And I just wonder if it'll be different in Philly. We'll see. Believer in Dallas taking a big step back this year?
No, not at all. I think that we overreact to 31 NFL teams, and then we crazy overreact to the Cowboys. They're the only team that is covered and talked about like a college team, like an SEC team, right? Where every loss, it's fire the coach and trade Dak Prescott and all this kind of stuff. The reason we're so down on the Cowboys this year is because Jerry Jones, says crazy stuff all the time, even Dak this week said, yeah, I don't really pay attention to what Jerry says in the media anymore. Jerry Jones, at some point right after their playoff loss, said, we're going to be all in this offseason. And then it didn't happen, and everybody went, oh my God, the Cowboys are terrible. Why? We're never going to go all in. They have these three massive contracts they had to deal with Lamb, Dak, and Micah. They're basically the same team they were the past 3 years when they won 12 games each year. Unless you're a big Dorrance Armstrong fan and you think that losing Dorrance Armstrong is going to ruin the Dallas Cowboys, okay, then fine. I'm not in that boat. I think the Cowboys are a really, really good regular season team. Now, are they going to make a playoff run this year? Probably not. They've proven time and again that that's a bad thing to wager on. But I do think that they're still at reasonably the same level they've been at the past 3 years when they've gone 12-5, which is really, really hard to do in the NFL. It's a really good football team. I think they win the NFC East. I think they're going to win about 11, 12 games again, and then they're probably going to disappoint everybody when it comes to wild card round weekend.
How far in the postseason do they need to go for McCarthy to be back, for Dak to be back? Do they have to get to the NFC title game?
I don't believe that at all, because the one thing we've gotten wrong about Jerry Jones is we think we just Yes, we think of him as the guy from 1994 who's firing Jimmy Johnson. And he, over the last 14 years, he's only fired one coach. I mean, he fired Jason Garrett. And actually, Jason Garrett's contract expires. He didn't technically even fire him. And everybody expects Jerry to just be cycling through coaches every year when he's actually the opposite. He's almost too loyal to these guys. And look, it's tough. I get it. The playoff disappointments have been really, really bad. But it's hard to fire a coach when he's winning 12 games every year. Like, that's – I don't really, truly think Mike McCarthy's the problem. He might not be the solution either. We'll see about that. Dak is just interesting. I'm interested to see where this goes. I ultimately think that the Cowboys re-sign Dak. A quarterback like Dak Prescott, and I'm talking about his talent level, his age, not being injured – only one guy has ever hit free agency like in his prime like that, and that's Kirk Cousins, you know, back from when he went from Washington to Minnesota. It doesn't happen. Teams pay their quarterbacks. Even if they're mediocre, they pay their quarterbacks. And Dak, I don't think, is mediocre. I think he's way above that. So I assume something gets done, but I do wonder if Dak is just like, I've already gotten paid. I'm not hurting for money. But just hit the open market and see what happens. Because if that does happen, people have told me I'm wrong about this, but I've been on our podcast saying if Dak Prescott hits the open market, I think $65 million is not out of the question, even $70 million is not out of the question per year. Like, it will be a bidding war like we've never seen before in the NFL, and he will shatter contract records if that happens, because the Raiders are sitting there with a blank check. Mark Davis can't wait to pay that guy. So yeah, if there's a bidding war for Dak, it's going to get crazy.
If you don't have one and you can get one that's borderline top 10 to top 12, you have to go for it, because it's so hard to get it anywhere else. In fact, the draft, we all know, is a one out of four business, you know, when it comes to quarterbacks, even in the first round. We're talking to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You did put your power rankings, regular season power rankings up. I'm curious as to what you think of Baltimore and the pressure on them to get to a Super Bowl. I'm not even talking about winning it, but for Lamar and by extension, I think Frank, John Harbaugh, I think this is the team that really might be feeling it more than anybody else and has to deliver. What do you say?
Yeah, it's hard because I hate that part of the Lamar narrative is, oh, he can't win the big one, which is just silly. Like, that guy's going, Lamar Jackson's walking into the Hall of Fame. I hope people realize that by now, that if you go and look at the list of guys who have won two MVPs in NFL history, it is basically a list of legends in the game, and every single one of them is in the Hall of Fame or will be on the first ballot. I'm talking about, you know, guys like Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Lamar Jackson's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. John Harbaugh's probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, too. He's incredible. But now the critics have this fuel. Oh, they can't make a Super Bowl. So I dislike it from that aspect. I'm torn on the Ravens for, first of all, they were the best team in the NFL last season in the regular season. They were an incredible football team. They just lost in the AFC Championship game to the Chiefs. It happens. But even to regress a little bit, they're still going to be a really, really good football team. But the one thing that I keep coming back to is I think Mike McDonald was a huge part of what they did. Their defensive coordinator, he had two great seasons for them and then got the Seattle job. I think we underrate the loss of coordinators. We don't talk about it enough. We didn't talk about it enough with the Eagles last year. It happens. They lose Mike McDonald. I don't know what Zach Orr is as a defensive coordinator. He might be amazing, but we don't know that yet. I think that's a big loss for them. They've had questions on their offensive line. It's hard to replicate going, you know, 13-4, whatever they were last year. I think they do take a step back. I don't know how big of a step back, but I think it is another frustrating season for the Ravens where, they can't get this, you know, kind of this, shake this image of them as the team that can't win the big one, because it's hard to do. They had their shot last year and they missed, and that's really going to haunt them for a while.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't bring Wink Martindale back. I saw him on the sidelines Saturday night as Michigan's defensive coordinator, with him being out there. I know you got to run. Let me just ask you this as an exit. Give me your two Super Bowl participants and the Super Bowl winner.
Boy, I mean, if I'd have said this 5 years ago, you'd have locked me up, but just in a straitjacket somewhere. But I think the Lions beat the Jets in the Super Bowl. That's my Super Bowl pick. Two of the absolute most downtrodden franchises in NFL history. Lions obviously have never even been to a Super Bowl. the Jets have not won a Super Bowl since 1968 and they have the longest playoff drought in American professional sports going right now. But I look at these two teams, and the Jets, first of all, are just they really are just average quarterback play away. And do I think a four-time MVP can give them average quarterback play even at age 40? I do. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine for them. And I just, the talent level's off those charts with the Jets. They're a really, really good roster, really good football team. Finally, we get to see them with competent quarterback play. And then the Lions, maybe I'm falling for the story. It's possible. Maybe I'm not a Detroit guy. I'm not from there, but I who isn't rooting for the Lions right now?
They were close last year.
So close, and it was so hard. And it would be, that fan base deserves it. And maybe I'm falling for the story, but I look at a team that brought everybody back, basically, including their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. That was massive for them. And they added at the cornerback room. They added to their defensive line. They addressed their weaknesses as well as anybody could have in free agency in the draft. I just like the way this roster is right now. They play in a tough division. That's going to be tough for them. But I just believe in this Lions team. And I think they're the Lions here. I think they win a Super Bowl, as crazy as that sounds to say right now.
Frank, thanks, as always. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yep. Frank Schwab, everybody, from Yahoo Sports, at Yahoo Schwab on X on Twitter. How about just the idea, and I think he's not wrong about this. You start thinking about the greatest running backs in the history of the game. I mean, we're not that far off from saying that Christian McCaffrey's in that conversation of borderline top 10. And Marshall Faulk really is the comp. Like, if you think Marshall Faulk is a top 10 running back, and I think most people who rank running backs would probably have Faulk in the top 10. That's the comp. That's who he is. That's what his numbers are going to look like when he's done. He's only 28. And the team he's with, I mean, he's going to thrive if he's healthy. Did you see a story that's slightly attached to McCaffrey and the 49ers is just the Brandon Ayuk stuff. Did you see Ayuk basically apologized for, making this much more difficult on everybody than it needed to be? Did you see that yesterday, Dan?
Yeah, I did. I was like, thanks for the apology, guy. I guess that works now.
Well, I mean, he said something about, there was a line, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And he's like, sometimes you got to know when to squeak and when not to. And he said, for the last month, we didn't squeak at all because things were going well. But he did say that he was, borderline apologetic for making everybody go through that. I think that you watch the way Jamar Chase has handled it, even CeeDee Lamb. Some of the players who have recently gotten paid, and a guy like Cam Hayward just got a big extension in Pittsburgh. Did you even know that Cameron Hayward was like looking for a new deal? And there are just ways to do it. And look, the 49ers have proven over time that they will ultimately pay. It just takes them a while to get there. And sometimes it's right before the season. Is Jamar Chase going to get paid before Sunday?
If you asked me this like 4 days ago, I would have said yes for sure. But the closer we get to Sunday, the more worried is maybe the wrong word, but the less optimistic.
Don't they play KC in week two? They have an easy opener, at least on paper. The Bengals play the Patriots, right? They play the Patriots?
Yeah, they play the Patriots. They're like 9.5-point favorites in that. Then they're
on
the road.
They play KC next week.
On the road, too, in Arrowhead. Yeah.
Yeah. They need Jamar Chase in the lineup. That will be next week. The leverage, I don't know where it is right now because I haven't followed the story, but it has to shift to Jamar Chase next week because they need him when they go to Arrowhead.
Well, they need him for week three too. They don't want their backups to see Emmanuel Forbes.
All right. Joining us next, we have a guest, Dre Cooper, who Denton told me about this series on NIL and specifically how LSU has handled it in recent years. And Dre Cooper was able to sit down with not only Jaden Daniels, but Jaden Daniels' mother for this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Series that'll be coming out. He will join us next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the Team 980. We're also free and live on the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.